One more New York farewell now to Astroland. That's the amusement park with the outer space theme that's delighted generations on Coney Island for nearly 50 years. The park's future has been uncertain since the land beneath it was sold to a developer, Thor Equities, 2 years ago. Today, Astroland's longtime owner called it quits for good. NPR's Josh Rogerson lives in New York City, and today, to say goodbye, he took an audio journey and the subway to where the surf hits the shore.
Come on, people. What you come to Coney Island for? Smell like the beach or smell like...
Amos, A-M-O-S, Wrangler. I have a song called Save Coney Island.
My name is George Corin. We're here to enjoy all the amusements and the rides because it's my son's. How old are you, Adrian?
7.
And Adrian, what's your favorite part of Astroland?
Dante's Inferno. I like it because you can't actually see where you're going because it's more like a haunted house.
We don't need no condos here. No need no high rises.
I am Urban Park Ranger Ann Reed. I work for the City of New York. So that leaves us here at Astroland, which is slated to close today. So it's the lease is up. It's 2008, and we don't know what 2009 will bring. So I would say go enjoy everything today, because it may be nothing here.
Save Coney Island.
Joelle Raquai. I wanted to see Mia. So I couldn't see through the crowd, so I got up in that Astro Tower, paid $5, went up real slowly as she was performing, spinned around, went back down, 10 minutes. Bought another ticket for $5. Went back up again. Saw her from up there. Went back down. Bought another ticket. I did this like 4 times. And that was my favorite moment. I was like the only one in the thing there. It was spectacular.
Diana Carland. I own a business on the boardwalk. Thor Equities is refusing to talk to us. They won't even negotiate a lease for next year. They won't let us know. And like we're in a very similar situation to Astroland. We're supposed to be out of our stores in November. And we don't know yet whether we're going to be able to stay. My most special memories, which was a great honor, was I owned a store underneath the Cyclone. So it was actually inside of the Cyclone roller coaster. So the Cyclone would go over the roof of my store and all the merchandise would rattle.
Fear not, roller coaster fans. The Cyclone and the giant Ferris wheel, Dino's Wonder Wheel, will still be there on Coney Island because they're designated landmarks. Our audio postcard was produced by Josh Rogerson. And to hear a scream-filled ride I took last year with Josh on that creaky old Cyclone, visit our archives at npr.org. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden.